Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Got a little confession to make to all of you this morning. I have sleep apnea. Anybody have the sleep apnea here? Yeah? Anybody got the machine? Oh, the machine. I love that machine. All I got to do is put that on and the next minute I'm out of it. I love to sleep. Sleep is a great thing. And it's something that all of us cannot really do without. Sleep is an important thing. But today, Jesus doesn't want us to sleep. There's another ailment with sleep, too. It's called sleepwalking. I don't know if any of you have ever experienced it, but sometimes people could walk around sleepwalking, don't even know where they've been or what they're doing. You know, they've experienced that. And part of the thing with sleeping is in our gospel lesson today, Jesus says, stay awake, watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming back. Wake, awake, for night is flying, the old hymn that we used to sing in days past. Wacht auf. We remember that Jesus asks us to stay awake during the season of Advent. Advent is a time of waiting for the coming of Christ. So we put the blue on. In the old days, we used to have purple. You remember that? Purple, but blue is the color of hope because we hope that the Lord will come. I know all of us kind of hope for that. You know, I think we're a little tired of everything that's going on during these days. Oh, Lord, that you would rend the heavens and come down. Don't you feel like that sometimes? And, you know, I think that the early church understood this, and so we have this season of Advent that's hoping and praying and waiting for the Lord to come. We're not quite ready yet, though. We have a lot of things to do in life yet. The Lord will come, and he will come in his own good time. But the Lutheran church doesn't really put a whole lot of eggs in this basket of waiting for the Lord. You know, do we really think that the Lord was going to come again? We hope so during the season of Advent, and we prepare for that. But do we really hope that or think that's going to happen? We say it every Sunday in the liturgy. Do we really mean it? Christ has died, Christ is risen, and what? Think about that. Do we really want that to happen? Are we really ready? I don't know, Lord. I have a lot to do before that time comes there. But then sometimes we hope for it and we wait for it, but we don't really expect it as Lutherans. Some churches put all their eggs in that basket, the second coming of the Lord and the clouds. And well, who knows when the Lord will come again? Will we be ready, you know? Probably the first thing we're going to say, did we take the trash out? You know, all these stupid things that we think are important in our life. We wait for the Lord of peace to come. Advent is a time of watching, staying awake. Wake, stay awake, the gospel lesson says for us. Watch, for you do not know when the Lord will come. So this week, the theme is watching and waiting to stay awake for the Lord's coming, to remember that he has promised that he will come again one day in God's own good time. But there's other things to remember during the season of Advent. The season of Advent is a time of waiting for the Lord in the past, in the future, which we forget about, but also in the present, as he comes to us in the bread and wine of communion. Those three things. Christ has come in the past. We get ready, prepare for that. We're getting ready. We're getting the trees ready. We're getting all that stuff ready. But as we do get ready, let's not get ahead of the game a little bit. Let us remember that during this Sunday, we're asked to wait and to watch for his coming in the future and the peace that he will bring. Next week and the weeks in the future, we're going to hear from John the Baptist. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight a path for him to come. Two Sundays, we will remember that. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee the wrath that is to come? And finally, we will hear when Mary is prepared to give birth to the baby Jesus. And so let us remember, stay awake, prepare, watch, and to remember that this is part of our Lutheran understanding of things. And we pray for it every Sunday also, in the Lord's Prayer, right? Thy kingdom come. And Luther said that we pray for this so that it will come also to us, so that we may be in peace. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.